Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Running a business means checking a lot of boxes.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.
You compare prices when shopping for flights, hotels, cars. So why not small business insurance? At Simply Business, we'll show you policies that fit your business and a range of prices to help you save. Who knew buying insurance could be so simple? Visit simplybusiness.com for your free quote today.
When you run a business, there are a lot of boxes to check.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Well, good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Just answer a few questions, review your quotes, and get covered in under 10 minutes, all online. It's that simple. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name's Annie. I live in North Carolina. We'll pretty much all go through a time when one of our loved ones is terminally ill, sadly enough. And I think it's really important to spread the word that terminally ill people will see their loved ones who have passed on 80% of the time. Like 80% of dying people have visits from the other side. And I think it's very comforting because, you know, we don't know how to die, and apparently people come over and help us, is how I look at it. So, but it's important that people hear that, because my friend Sally, she was in her 90s, and when she started seeing her late parents and her late brother, her doctor put her on antipsychotic medications, and that made me really sad. So in 2010, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and I moved in to take care of her. And eventually I got my brother to also move in and help, because it's a lot of work. And, anyway, so one night, I was sleeping downstairs, and my mom had like a little 2-story house with an addition on the back of it. And so I was about as far from my mom's bedroom as I could get. And I'm a deep sleeper, but around, I don't know, 2 a.m, somebody woke me up, some voice, and I instantly was wide awake and ran upstairs to check on my mother. I just knew it was about her. And my dog, I adopted him when he was 5, and he had been abused, and he was attached to my ankle at all times. Like, he was never more than 6 feet away from me. So his name was Happy. So Happy and I ran up the stairs and into my mother's bedroom, and my mom was on the floor, and she had woken up in the night and, you know, having to go to the bathroom and forgot that she could no longer walk and tried to get out of bed and just collapsed and was lying there alone. Except, let me just say, she was not alone because that room was filled with spirits who were worried about her and getting a little emotional. Whew. So I woke up my brother and we got my mom back into the bed and I decided that I was going to sleep in there. And, but it was freezing. And okay, it was Chicago in the summertime and it was, I don't know, like I'm trying not to use bad language. Let me just say it was hot. And that's how my mom liked it because, of course, you know, she was down to like 75 pounds or something. She was always cold. So, like, we weren't using any air conditioning or anything. So after we got her in bed, I was like, dang. And I went and got a sweater. And then I was trying to sleep with just some blankets. I went and got my Polar Tech sleeping bag, you know, and got in there. I mean, it should have been 90 degrees in that room. And that's what I needed just to stop shivering. The other funny thing, well, not funny maybe, but Happy the dog. Like, once we got my mom back in bed, I was like, I looked around and where's Happy? And I went downstairs and Happy had followed me into the room. And he had been around throughout a lot of stuff with my mom and medical equipment and hospital beds, you know, deflating. And he had just stuck by my mom's side. She would put her hand on him and that would help her with pain management. And he was a real trooper. And, but I looked around and he was nowhere to be seen. I found him downstairs hiding and shivering. And I think it was because he was like, who are all these ghosts in this room? This is not cool with me. So, anyway, I was really glad that, you know, the spirits woke me up. And also my mom at that time, you know, she would say, oh, your brother was here. You just missed him. And apparently my brother who died in 2002 would drop by and sometimes with friends. And then me or my, you know, brother who is still in his body or whatever, he, when one of us would walk in, I guess our late brother would just like meander on. And, yeah, I find it incredibly reassuring. And, I hope that someday that, somebody shows me what I'm supposed to do after I die. And, yeah. So, oh, also one quick thing. These scientists, they studied it and they were like, listen, we're scientists and we get a lot of grief for this, but like dead people visiting the dying is a thing. And, you know, no matter what all these other scientists say, it's a thing and it's part of the human experience for 80% of the dying people. And also one thing I loved is that they said that 30% of the dying saw their late pets. Oh, gosh, because ever since I was a little kid, I've grew up Catholic and I've been like, but wait, do dogs get to go to heaven? Do cats get to go to heaven? You know, deer, bunnies, whatever. I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore, but this new pope I like very much. And according to him, yes, animals do get to go to heaven. So, I'm happy about that. And I love your show so much. And, y'all keep at it because it's a great service that you're doing for people. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
You compare prices when shopping for flights, hotels, cars. So why not small business insurance? At Simply Business, we'll show you policies that fit your business and a range of prices to help you save. Who knew buying insurance could be so simple? Visit simplybusiness.com for your free quote today.